If you're looking for more magic in your life, if you have the sense that there is more to life than meets the eye, then this podcast is for you. Welcome to my weekly podcast, Soul Ventures, episode 10, Leave Your Mark. This week I have a story for you. I will share the one very simple tool that has the power to transform any idea into reality. And we will discover how there is much more to the humble pencil than meets the eye. And all in the time it takes for you to breathe, reboot, and have a cup of tea. Once you start exploring with me, you will reconnect with the true essence of you, that what makes you, you. And you will realize that wherever you are on this round, beautiful planet, all roads lead you home. So let's enjoy the ride. Part 1. From Idea to Reality. Several years ago, I remember having the most incredible dream. I was aware I was dreaming, and that whatever it was I was dreaming was unfolding in the most amazing way. Everything was perfect. I was even aware as I was dreaming that if I were to transfer what I was dreaming into a film, it would no doubt be the greatest film ever made. I remember thinking in my dreamlike haze, oh, I really must write this down. When I woke up, could I remember my dream? Not a whisper, not even a fragment of it. And I was so annoyed with myself for not having the presence of mind to make the effort to reach over to my bedside table and scribble down something, anything that I could remember. Now I aim to have a pencil and paper close to hand at pretty much every moment of the day. You never know when inspiration will strike. I wonder how many great things have come into being, thanks in part to somebody taking the time to scribble down something before it's lost forever to the ether. Being able to clarify your thoughts, note down ideas, reminders, lists, contact details, our lives today would look very different without the humble pencil. Writing is one of the most fundamental skills we learn as children. Our fine motor skills are developed and enhanced through the pencil. The books I've written would not exist had I not been able to clarify my thoughts and get them down on paper. And so, in praise of the pencil, I would like to share this story with you. The idea is not mine, but I have given it my own twist. Part 2. The story of the pencil. A little pencil was just about to be packed into a box by a wise old pencil maker. Sensing the little pencil's apprehension, the pencil maker gently held it in his hands. "Don't be afraid, little pencil. I will share with you what I share with all my pencils before I send them out into the world," the pencil maker whispered to the pencil. "The first thing you should know is that sometimes you might experience a sharpening. This might hurt you for a while, but afterwards you will see that this experience sharpens you and helps you write better. Secondly, by recognizing when you need help from another, you can achieve great things together. In another's hands, you'll be free to write what's inside. Thirdly, don't worry about making mistakes. Mistakes can be corrected and learned from. You have a beautiful, shiny, wooden exterior, but your true beauty, the most beautiful part of you, is what's inside and is gradually revealed to the world the more you write your story. The last thing I would share with you is simply this: leave your mark, big or small. I am sending you into the world not to languish in this box, to create, share, and tell stories. If you can remember all this, you will be the best pencil you can be. With that, the pencil maker carefully placed the pencil in a box and closed the lid. The little pencil's journey was about to begin. Part 3. Leaving your mark. Think about a time when you have experienced your own moments of sharpening, sought help from others, or learned from your mistakes. You wouldn't be the person you are today without them. We are all here to leave our mark on the world. When the time comes for me to leave this planet, I will be able to do so with a lighter heart if I can tell myself that I left the world a better place for my having been a guest here. We are not meant to lie unused and unsharpened in our boxes. Let's make our marks, create, love, share, draw our pictures and write our stories. So the next time you pick up a pencil, ask yourself, what magic can I create with this? And who knows, it might just be the beginning of another great idea. We are so more, so much more than our shiny exteriors. I encourage you to embrace what's inside you, whatever it is, whether it's writing your story or drawing pictures, whatever it is, leave your mark. We are all here to leave our mark, big or small. Let's make the world a better place for us having been here. My intention over the course of these episodes is to get you back on track so that you can enjoy the rest of your journey here on Earth. In the next episode, I'll be talking more about the magic of words. Until then, happy travelling. If you enjoyed this episode, you're very welcome to subscribe to my podcast. If you know somebody else who might be interested in it, feel free to share it with them. To find out for more, visit my website at www.iamjennywilson.com. Here, you can find details of how you can download my free PDF ebook, The Hidden Language of Colour. Go to iamjennywilson.com and follow the free stuff link. You can also find out details of my books from my website. The books are available from whichever version of Amazon is local to you. Or you can follow me on Instagram at iamjennywilson. Let's reconnect next time and explore more of the universal language of the soul. In the meantime, keep expanding and enjoy the journey.